Uyraysa.
Today's Amud is Sukkot Tezayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Tezayin Amud Aleph, right by the Gemara on the bottom of the Amud. So we learned the Mishnah in the previous year, and we mentioned the Machlaikis, Tanakam and Rabbi Yossi, with regards to Hilchos Sukkah, whether or not we could apply good Achis. If you have a wall that's 10 tfachim, milamala lamata, it's touching the schach, and it goes down 10 tfachim, but there's 3 tfachim in between the wall and the ground. So it's enough space that the gedi, a goat, could put its head through. Could we apply good achas in such a case when the gedi could put its head through? According to the Tanakhama, we do not apply good achas, and the wall is not considered a valid wall. According to Rabbi Yossi, we do apply good achas, and the wall would be a kosher wall. So now says the Gemara, but my kamiflegi, what's the machlekes rabban and Rabbi Yossi, so that we just spoke out? Mar savar mechitza tliya mataras, umar savar mechitza tliya ina mataras. The Rabbi Yossi holds that even the mechitza which is hanging, even though a gedi could put its head through it, so that still matter, it's still considered a valid wall. Whereas the Tanakhama holds that no, a mechitza tuluya ena mataras, then the mechitza which is hanging, the 3 tfachim, or more, between it and the ground, that's not matter, it's not considered a valid wall. Says the Gemara, Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Erevin, the Mishnah says, Bor shebein shtei chatzeres. So the case is, we have 2 chatzeres, there's a wall separating the 2 courtyards from each other, and so the halacha is in Hilchos Shabbos, is that you're not allowed to carry from one chatzer to another chatzer without making an Erev chatzeres. Even though midaraisa, it's mutter to carry, midaraisa, the boat's going from a Rosh Hashayachid to a Rosh Hashayachid, so that would be perfectly fine. But midarabanan, they said if it's owned by 2 people, so you can't go from one chatzer to another chatzer without making an Erev chatzeres. So now the case over here is that we have this wall separating the 2 chatzeres, and they did not make an Erev chatzeres. Besides, so now they can't carry from one chatzer to the other, and there's a bar that's between the 2 chatzeres. There's a pit of water, a well of water, that's mamish right in between the 2 chatzeres. It's half in one person's chatzer, and half in the other person's chatzer, and you just have the wall of the chatzer going on top of the bar. So normally during the week, it's a great place to get water from. The shaila is now what to do on Shabbos. So if they made an Erev chatzeres, there would be no shailas. You could draw water, and it's perfectly fine. The problem is here they did not make an Erev chatzeres. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to fill up water from that well on Shabbos, because anytime you take water from the well, being that it's all one well and it goes on both sides, so it's, we view it as if you're taking water from the other person's chatzer. So you can't, you're not allowed to take water, you're not allowed to fill up water from this well. Unless you make a mechitza that's 10 tfachim in the well. Bein milamala, bein milamata, bein b'seich oignoi. So, technically there's 3 phrases here. Rashi seems like he was not geris milamala. It's bein milamata, which means that within the well. So let's say the well itself could be 15 tfachim. So the shaila is when you make the mechitza in the well, do you make it on the bottom 10 tfachim, touching the water, or the top 10 tfachim, by the top of the well? So the Mishnah says it could be either one. Bein milamata, Mala bein milamata, or bein b'seich oignoi, which means within the rim. Rashi seems like that's how Rashi was understood, the way we just explained milamala, the top 10 tfachim. That's how Rashi understands bein b'seich oignoi. And he was not geres bein milamala, so it's just bein milamata, the bottom 10 tfachim touching the water, or bein b'seich oignoi, which means the top 10 tfachim. Either way, that's going to be a way to be matter. Then now we'll view it like the water is separated on both sides. We'll say that the good achis, and mamela, now you could draw water from it, even though physically speaking it's still all mixed together. But we'll, halachically, we view that now the water is separate. When you take water from your side, there's nothing wrong. That's the Tanakhama Shita. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says that beishami aimer milamalo, beisil aimer milamata. It's not that you could do either one. It's a machlokes. Beishami says dafka milamalo, and Beisil says dafka milamata. Tosis says maybe the other way around, but that's Rosh Hashanah ben Gamliel. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda says that no, you don't need to put in any new wall. You already have a wall separating on top of the well. You already have a wall between the 2 chatzeres, so that wall could be used to split up the water, because we could apply good aches even though it's a mechitza tluya. It's not even associated with the water. We could apply good aches Matares, because the Mechitza Teluya is Matares. Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the Mechitza Teluya is Matares. Now, even though, according to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, we also see this concept of a Mechitza Teluya being Mater. It's not like the walls that they were saying to construct go all the way down to the bottom of the pit. But that's a special halacha by water. Everybody holds that when it comes to water, so Chazal said that the Mechitza Teluya is Matir. When it comes to water, Chazal are very meiko. However, the shaila over here is that this Mechitza that's separating the two chatzeres that Rabbi Yehuda is discussing, the regular wall that they have between their two chatzeres, it's not made for the water, and it's not even nicker that it's for the water. So that wall, that is what the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel hold, that that's the Mechitza Teluya which is not Matir. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that no, all Mechitza Teluya is, even when they're nothing to do with the water, a Mechitza Teluya is Materes. So that's the Machlekes. So now the Gemara says that Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda B'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amra. Now that we just explained that Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that Mechitza Teluya is Materes, and we said in our Mishnah on Tazayinam and Aleph by Hilchos Sukkah that Rabbi Yosi Shita that when you go Milamala Lamata, you only have to have a 10 Tefach wall, because we say Mechitza Teluya is Materes. So you see that these two Shitas are really one. Rabbi Yehuda by Hilchos Shabbos and Rabbi Yosi by Hilchos Sukkah is the same Shita that the Mechitza Teluya is Materes. Says the Gemara again, Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yehuda B'shitas Rabbi Yosi Amra, this Rabbi Yehuda in Hilchos Shabbos is the same as Rabbi Yosi in our Mishnah by Hilchos Sukkah, the Amar Mechitza Teluya Materes, who says that the Mechitza Teluya is Mater. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. However, says the Gemara, Velohi, it's not true, there's no Raya that they hold of each other, because I could tell you that Lo Rabbi Yosi Savra Lak Rabbi Yosi, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Savra Lak Rabbi Yosi, Velo Rabbi Yosi Savra Lak Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Raya that either one of them hold of the other shita, as the Gemara is about to explain. Now, loy Rabbi Yehuda savrula k'Rabbi Yosi, you have no raya that Rabbi Yehuda, who allowed a mechitza teluya by Hilchos Shabbos by the chatzeres, will also allow it by Sukkah, because ad kamloy k'amar Rabbi Yehuda hasam ela beiruvei chatzeres derabanan. He allowed a mechitza teluya. That was when dealing with the halachas of Erev Chatzeres, which is only Midrabanan, because Midaraisa, they're both the Rosh Hashanah Yachid, there's nothing wrong with carrying from one Chatzer to the other. It's only an Issed Rabbanan, so that's where Rabbi Yehuda was Meiko, and he said he could use a Mechitza Teluya. Avohacha, Sukkah, Daraisa, Loi. But it could be over here by Hilchos Sukkah, Rabbi Yehuda will tell you that you cannot use a Mechitza Teluya. So, Lav Dafka, so you don't have a Raya that Rabbi Yehuda would hold of Rabbi Yosi. And says the Gemara that Revelai Rabbi Yosi Savra like Rabbi Yehuda. There's also no Raya that Rabbi Yosi would say like Rabbi Yehuda, because Ad Kan Likamar Rabbi Yosi Hacha Ela Basukah the Mitzvah Asay. Rabbi Yosi only said his din, even though it's Daraisa, but it's so to speak more light. Chi of Daraisa. It's Mitzvah of Sukkah, which is just a Mitzvah Aseh. So that's where Rabbi Yosi was Matir, a person to use a Mechitza Teluya. Aval Shabbos, when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos, so the Isser Skila, where it's an Isser Skila, now even though in this specific case it's Darabanan, but the general concept of Shabbos, which is a Daraisa, and it's a very Chamer Daraisa, it's an Isser Skila, so then Loi, it could be Rabbi Yosi would say that you cannot use a Mechitza Teluya, even though here it's Darabanan, but I guess Kein Daraisa Tiknu, being that Shabbos is so Chamer, so maybe Rabbi Yosi would tell you that you cannot use a Mechitza Teluya by Hilchos Shabbos, it was Dafka by Hilchos Sukkah. Now says the Gemara, now if that's true, that Rabbi Yosi only allowed a Mechitza Teluya by Hilchos Sukkah, and not by Hilchos Shabbos, so Vim Taimar, I'll ask you a kasha then. So then, Maisa Shanasa B'Tzipayri, Alpi Minasa. There was a story that the Gemara is going to bring soon that happened in Tzipayri, where they used the Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos. So if Rabbi Yosi held that you could use the Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos, that would be great. Rabbi Yosi, we know, was the Rav of Tzipayri. Being that Rabbi Yosi was the Rav of Tzipayri, obviously they kept Rabbi Yosi's Hayra. So they kept his whatever he passed, and that's what they kept in Tzipayri. So now we know that there was a story that they used a Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos in Tzipayri. So if Rabbi Yosi held that you could use a Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos, that would be great. But now that you're telling me that no, Rabbi Yosi doesn't hold the Rabbi Yehuda, and he doesn't allow Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos, so then how did they allow this Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos in Tzipayri? Says the Gemara, Lay up here, Rabbi Yosi, LLP Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi. It was after Rabbi Yosi was ready Nifter, it was when his son, Rabbi Shmuel, took over, and Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi, he was chalik on his father, he held that you could use a Mechitza Teluya on Shabbos, so that's why they were able to use the Mechitza Teluya, because that was Rabbi Shmuel's Shita. And the place could discuss over here the concept of being chalik on a Mara de Asra after he's ready Nifter, arguing on a person's father. I mean, that we see in Halacha all the time, and in Halacha, a son is allowed to argue on his father. The Torah we find all the time, many times we find that the Torah, he brings his father Shita the Rash, and he's chaylik in halacha when it's to find the MS, so that we assume a person, person's father would be, would allow such a thing. He's not makbid about it, because it's to find the MS. So Rabbi Shmuel was taki, was chaylik on his father Rabbi Yossi, and he allowed a mechitza teluya, and that's how in Sipari they were able to use the mechitza teluya even on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, "My Maisa, what was the story that happened in Tzipori? The Kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar, Rav Dimi came to Bava from Eretz Yisrael. So Tzipori is a city in Eretz Yisrael. So he reported the story of what happened in Eretz Yisrael. That Pam Achas Shakhu V'loy Haviu Sefer Torah Me'Erev Shabbos. One time they forgot to bring the Sefer Torah to the shul from the person's house Erev Shabbos. So Rashi fills in some of the blanks of the story. That what happened was is they were scared of the Goyim. The Goyim, I guess, used to go into the shuls and they would steal the Sefer Torah. So the way they would get out of it, the Yidden over there, is that they would hide the Sefer Torah inside someone's house. So now, I guess, Erev Shabbos, they would bring the Sefer Torah to the shul. So, or they would have an Erev Chatzeres to be allowed to carry it even on Shabbos. Well, this week, they forgot to make the Erev Chatzeres. They didn't bring the Sefer Torah Erev Shabbos. So now the Sefer Torah that they needed was in someone's house. Now, the problem is not that they were going through a Rosh Hashanah Rabbin, but they was going from one Chatz to the other, and they didn't have an Erev Chatzeres. So how were they going to get the Sefer Torah to the shul? So Lamacha, the next day, Shabbos morning, when they wanted to lane, Pirsu Sedin and Algabi Amudim, so they spread out some sheets on top of poles, and Veviu, Sefer Torah Vikarubo, and they were able to bring the Sefer Torah. It was a Mechitza Tzluya, the walls didn't go all the way down to the ground, but they had these sheets, and they put them across poles, and in that way, with this Mechitza Tzluya, they were able to make a separate, a sectioned off area where they could take the Sefer Torah from the person's house to the shul. They brought the Sefer Torah, and they were able to read from it on Shabbos morning. Now, the Gemara just has one problem with the story, that Pirsu Salkadaitach, you think on Shabbos they actually made this separation, what's the problem? Meheichen Haviyum B'Shabbos, where did they bring it from? The way Rashi seems to learn is that there's a, in as much as they couldn't carry the Sefer Torah, they also couldn't carry the sheets. Taisus learns that there's a problem with actually making the mechitza. Rashi learns that the problem is that you can't carry the sheets, just like you couldn't carry the Sefer Torah, so you also couldn't carry can't carry the sheets. So how did they make this mechitza on Shabbos? Elam Matzu Sedin and Prusin Al Gabe Hamudim. Rather just fix up the story a little bit. Rather, what happened was is they realized that there were sheets already tied up on these posts, the view Sefer Torah v'karuba, and therefore they were able to bring the Sefer Torah and read from it on Shabbos morning. So that's the story that happened in Tzipori, where they relied on this Mechitza Tzulia. And that was the Hira of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Even though Rabbi Yossi could be, he would not be Matar Mechitza Tzulia, but Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, who then became the Rav, he held that you could use a Mechitza Tzulia. Says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rav Chista. Amar Avimi, Rav Chista said in the name of Avimi, that machzeles arba umashuhu materes besukka mishum doifen. That if you have a wall, a curtain, or a mat, that's four tfachim and a mashu, four tfachim and a mashu tall, the whole mat, it goes from one side of the sukkah to the other, meaning it covers the whole wall, but its height is only four tefachim in a mashu. That's all you'll need to be matter a sukkah for a wall. Meaning if you have posts that go up 10 tefachim, and you have slach on top of these posts, so to make a wall for the sukkah, all you need is a mat that's four tefachim in a mashu. Hechi Avid, how are you going to use a mat that's just four tefachim in a mashu? Tadi le be'emtza, you put a mamish in the middle of the wall. Pachas mishlei shalamata, upachas mishlei shalamala, just under three tefachim from the ground, and just under three tefachim from the schach. V'chol pachas mishlei shakalavadami, and then we'll apply lavud, and that's you'll have a 10 tefach wall, just under three tefachim until the mat. The mat itself is over four tefachim, just under three tefachim to the schach, and in total you have 10 tefachim. So just like that, with just a mat of four tefachim in the mashu, you can have an entire wall in your sukkah. Fract the Gemara Pshita. Obviously, when we say we know the concept of Lavud already, so what's the Chiddush? What was Rav Chista Amar Avimi's Chiddush? Says the Gemara, Ma'udetemo, Chad Lavud Amrinon, Trade Lavud Lay Amrinon. I might have thought to say that we could only apply one Lavud, you can't use Lavud twice. Kamash Balon, then no, you could even use Lavud twice. Now this is not to be confused with the idea of using two Halacha Mosh Mesinais. Here we're not using the Halacha in the same place. The shmooze of whether or not you could use two Halacha Mosh Mesinais is when you're using it on the same place. Here, the one Lavud is on top and one Lavud is on bottom. This, for sure you could do. That's the Chiddush of this Gemara. This is not debatable. That in this type of case, for sure you could use two Halacha Mosh Mesinais. Frakta Gemara Meisve Machzela Shivu Mashuhu Materas Besukko Mishum Daifen. It says that you could have a mat that's 7 tefachim in a mashu, and that's matter a wall of a sukkah. So you see that we only apply one lavud. If you're able to apply two lavuds, so then all you need is 4 tefachim in a mashu. Why does it say 7 in a mashu? It's mashma that you could only use lavud one time. Says the Gemara Kitanya Hi Besukkah Gedayla. No, that's talking about a sukkah that's more than 10 tefachim off the ground. When is it that all you need is 4 tefachim in a mashu? That's if you have a sukkah that's exactly 10 tefachim tall. If you have a sukkah that's, let's say, 100 tefachim tall, the smallest shear that you can have of a mat to be matter, one of the walls, is 7 tefachim umashu. And you'll put it right by the, within 3 tefachim of the schach, and like that, you'll have a 10 tefach wall, it'll be 10 tefachim, and then we'll apply good achas, as the Gemara is about to say, what's the chiddush? The mishash from the fanus, the chiddush of the braise is like Rabbi Yossi, that we could apply good achas by the halachis of sukkah. That you put this wall at 7 tefachim in a mashu, within 3 tefachim of the schach, like that, it's a 10 tefach wall, and then we could apply good achas, and that will be a kosher wall for the sukkah. So now that, until now we've been discussing the height of the wall. Now the Gemara is going to discuss a mat being used for the width of the wall. Amr ba'ami, pas arba, if you have a wooden board that's 4 tefachim wide, umashu, and a little bit, so that's matir bisukkah mishum daifen. If the width of the board is 4 tefachim and a mashu, so that's the smallest shear, that's what you need, that's the minimum shear of what you can use to be machshir a wall of a sukkah. Umaykim lei bepachas mishleisha tefachim samacha daifen. What you do with it is you put it with just within 3 tefachim of one of the walls, so you have one full wall. Now you have this board that's just within 3 tefachim of that wall, and then and then now that it's within 3 tefachim, we can apply lavud, and now it's a 7 tefach wall. So that's great. However, says the Gemara, that's obvious. Again, we know the concept of lavud. So what's the chiddush over here? Says the Gemara, that shir meshach sukkah ketana shiva. The chiddush over here is that the shir for the minimum shear for a sukkah is 7 tefachim. Meaning we've mentioned before that it's a machlekes how what's the minimum shear for a sukkah. This idea that the Braisa says, that Rav Ami said, that the minimum shear of a pas that you have to be machshir a sukkah is 4 tefachim and a mashu, it must be because he holds that the minimum shear for a sukkah is zayin tefachim, so that was goof for Rav Ami's chiddush over here.